Well, if you thought there was any right way to open the word, we know there isn't. And I guess there's no right way to dance. Just do your step and they're all in there. They're all right ways. So people of reimagining, let us hear now Sophia speak through the voices of five women who are here among us to be Sophia's voice. And I will ask them to come forward, and then we will bless them. Maren Hinderly. Carmen Bella Winslella.
When we're afraid, the spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I'm going to try to take this off of here. There. I must admit that I am very happy to be standing on 2 feet at last in the presence of my Creator and in the communion of the many saints. I grew up going to church like most of us, I suppose, and I always felt like I was standing on one leg. When I started telling stories in the churches, I began with the prodigal son, and I was struck with a revelation that as a single parent, I was not alone. Apparently, God the Father was a single parent, too. And now, thank goodness, we have their reunion, Sophia. I am so glad to know you. And as we were dancing around the room, I kept thinking, boy, isn't this a lot more fun than Ladies' Aid? I come from a Norwegian Lutheran family. And, of course, the holy language, I won't speak it for you today. It's not Icelandic, it's not Sami, it's not Finnish, it's not Swedish or Danish. Yes, that's right. And when back in the old days, when the women wanted to get together and meet in the churches, there was a tremendous controversy. And letters were written in the holy language and in English from every corner of Lutheranism. And the response that I recall the best was one that I read about in the Dakota. And this good Lutheran minister said, "What is wrong? Are there no more socks to mend?" We've come a long way, baby. And we have a long way to go. We have a big world out there, and we belong in it. And that big world needs us, all of it. Now, faith is the evidence of things hoped for, the substance of things not seen. I think I'm going to tell you the story of my first sin. I was born in prison camp, and I was the only Lutheran baby in a group of missionaries in prison camp. This was in the Philippine Islands during World War II. And we were guests of the Japanese at the time. Well, I remember hearing indirectly and directly just many wonderful things about me, the Lutheran baby. All of my parents' friends would look at me and say, "Isn't she adorable? I could do no wrong. I was wonderful." And I was the light of their life, no doubt because there was so little life or light in their lives at the time. One day I remember asking my mom, "Mommy, what's sin?" She said, "Well, it's when you do something wrong." I said, "Oh, well, then I guess I don't sin." She said, "Oh, yes, you do." I said, "No, I know I don't sin. I never do anything wrong. They tell Aunt Judy and Aunt Edna have told me over and over again, I am perfect." And my mom said, "But honey, everybody sins. That's how we know grace. And you want to know grace, because grace is wonderful." I thought, "Grace? Well, why is grace wonderful?" "Because grace tells you you are a free person, and you are loved free." Well, I knew what free was, because people talked about that daily. When we were free, we'd have all we wanted to eat. I thought we had plenty. We would be able to go anywhere we wanted. That would be nice. And we could jump up and down and make all the noise we wanted to. Oh, that would be heaven. So yes, I wanted to have grace. I wanted to know grace. And since I didn't sin, I wouldn't know grace. So I decided I would commit a sin. We had a very precious jar of peanut butter that was kept up high, out of reach of children. But I, being a daughter of rebellion, knew how to get it. I climbed up on the drawers and reached in and helped myself. I have to tell you, this was homemade peanut butter. And these peanuts were gotten through the barbed wire fence from the women, the Filipinos in the community, who loved certain women in this prison camp, including my mom. And then they were laboriously crushed. So this was precious for many reasons. And I helped myself. Well, of course I got caught. I mean, that was the point, wasn't it? And after I got caught, I was given a big hug and cleaned up and told, don't do that again. And that was what I got. I got grace. Even though I must admit, I don't think that that was my first sin. I see Nadine is going like this. It's time for me to say farewell, and I'm going to say it with a very short poem. The birthing process is so easily aborted to become the bitching process. Anxiety is an evil queen. She distorts our sense of truth and makes us shake with doubt. But rebellion rides to the rescue. Steady, free, and clear, her shout rings out, to the fountain, to the horse fountain, ride, wade right in, take a deep drink, and quench your anxious thirst. Rebellion turns to anxiety and says, to you, evil, live is evil, spelled backwards. But I say, it is vile to live life as an anagram. She jumps back on her horse and rides off. Her words fly back like banners in the wind. Thanks, thanks, thanks.